Welcome to a special podcast of Epworth United Methodist Church in Berkeley, California. Reverend Odette Lockwood Stewart, pastor of Epworth United Methodist Church, spoke on Christmas Eve, December 24, 2005. If we believe that the past is stronger than our unimagined future, then we will not find peace at the manger.
From out of the swirl of holiday acts and celebrations and the burden of daily living, people come to the manger seeking peace. These are not the words of a last-minute anxious shopper, a student home for Christmas, or even a seasonal retail worker at Walmart. These are the words of a Palestinian Christian. Bishop Murib Younan spoke these words just a few days ago. From out of the swirl of holiday acts and celebrations and the burden of daily living, people come to the manger seeking peace. We too come to the manger this night seeking peace. Peace in our homes and relationships, peace in our streets and schools and cities, peace in refugee camps, peace in Palestine and Israel, in the Sudan, in Colombia, in Iraq, peace with justice throughout the world, peace for weary souls and fearful hearts. If we seek peace in alliances with the powerful, if we seek peace in justifying our own lies to ourselves or to one another, or in justifying the lies of others, if we seek peace using violence, we will not find peace at the manger. If we believe that the powers of this world are stronger than the presence of God, if we believe that the past is stronger than our unimagined future, then we will not find peace at the manger. God's sign of peace is a poor, pregnant teenager living in a territory occupied by empire who named her son Emmanuel, God with us. Trusting the peace of God means trusting what seems to be powerless. Dr. Younan said these words, "Our hope in Palestine, in Israel, is not in the politics or the power brokers. Our hope is in the power and presence of God with us, creating something new, transforming us with love, giving us a different way of living. Our hope is in the one born among us, in the very midst of the walls and the gates and the turmoils and the war. Our hope is the one who, by his willingness to enter into the darkness and sufferings of this world, forges a new path of light through them. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." John Shea, a theologian and poet, has avoided the controversy over whether to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. He's managed to avoid that by coming up with his own Christmas greeting. It's, "Have a defiant Christmas." He wrote, "Christmas isn't about light. It's about light in the darkness. There is defiance in the light. It lives in the darkness, but the darkness does not overcome it. Seeking peace at the manger in Bethlehem for our souls and for our world is about defiant birth and rebirth that arrives precisely in the middle of vulnerability, darkness, and inhospitality. To whom will we turn for help this night? where will we seek peace? Which light will illumine the living of our days and the giving of our gifts? May the peace of Christ be with us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have comments, please send them to epworthberkeley@gmail.com. That's epworthberkeley@gmail.com. The website of Epworth United Methodist Church is www.epworthberkeley.org. That's www.epworthberkeley.org.